All right, get your Bibles. Let's open them to the book of Job, chapter number 6. Job chapter 6 and Job chapter 7. Dalawang chapters ang tatalakayan natin. So, kung naalala ninyo yung outline ng buong aklat ng Job, ito ay nakabahagi sa tatlong bahagi. Introduction, o yung tinatawag na prologue. Ito yung mga pagsasalaysay ng Bible patungkol sa background ni Job. Just introduction material. Prose, regular speech, hindi walang creativity, hindi siya tula. Pero pagdating sa chapter 3 hanggang 42 verse 16, yan ang pinakamahabang section. Ito yung tinatawag na dialogue. So prologue, dialogue. Pagkatapos sa 42 verse 17 hanggang sa katapusan ay epilogue, ibig sabihin pagkatapos ng pananalita. So, there's your three divisions of the book of Job: prologue, dialogue, and epilogue. Nasaan ang tapsilog? Walang tapsilog. Alright. Well, anyway, so we're in the middle here. Chapter 3 begins the cry or the complaint of Job. So after 7 days ng quiet peace, walang nagsasalita, nakikiramay lahat ng mga kaibigan ni Job kay Job tsaka sa kanyang asawa dahil sa pagkamatay ng kanilang mga anak, pagkawasak ng kanilang business, pagkasakop ng iba sa kanyang mga alipin, sa pagkasunog ng kanyang mga hayop, and his whole life basically went from blessing to blasting. And so Job begins to open his mouth and he complains and he prays that God would kill him, that he would die. Now, did Job commit suicide? No, he didn't. And so, yes, he wanted to die, but he continued to trust in the Lord, even though he went through severe testings and trials. And he did not take his own life. And so, yes, Job was wanting to die, but he trusted the Lord. So, then, in chapter 4 and 5, unang nagsalita si Eliphaz. And Eliphaz spoke, and gaya ng napag-usapan natin last week, inakusa ni Eliphaz si Job na siya ay nasa loob ng matinding kasalanan ng tinatago ni Job dahil napakatindi naman ng parusa ng Diyos sa kanya. And Job now begins to respond. Kaya ito ang tinatawag nating dialogue. So Eliphaz will speak, Job will respond, Bildad will speak, Job will respond, and Zophar will speak, and Job will respond. And tatlong beses mangyayari yan, except for Zophar, only goes twice. At pagkatapos ng kanilang back and forth, ng kanilang dialogue, si Elihu naman, yung ikaapat na kaibigan, na hindi pa binanggit, babanggitin siya in chapter 32, siya naman ay nagbigay ng apat na speech. Hinintay niya na matapos yung dialogue ng matatanda. Tapos si Elihu naman nagsalita. And whatever Elihu gives, the Lord ignores. The Lord does not comment on Elihu. So Elihu said many wonderful truths, true, but nevertheless, God ignored Elihu. And so, there's nothing to say about Elihu. Then, God dialogues. Sa huli, sa bandang huli ng Job, si Diyos, ang Diyos naman ang nagsalita. At nag-dialogue siya kay Job. So, God spoke, Job replied, God spoke, Job replied, God spoke. And the last word belongs to the Lord, to God. And the Lord eventually restores and blesses Job twice, more than what he had. And then, of course, eventually Job died. But Job died in faith. And so, in all this, Job did not sin in charging God foolishly. And so Job is a picture of Christ who suffered without a cause and yet fulfilled the will of God for his life. So now remember, the book of Job is one of the earliest books sa Bible. So mas naunang naisulat yung Job kaysa Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Remember, Moses wrote about 1406. Job probably lived a little bit before Abraham or around Abraham's time. So Abraham preceded Moses. Therefore, the book of Job was the first book in the scriptures. But, and the importance of this is that man needs to understand his relationship with the Lord. Kailangan ng tao makita niya yung kanyang sarili bilang makasalanang tao. Aminin niya na siya ay makasalanan, na wala talaga siyang kabutihan na likas sa kanyang sarili. Na, at yun ang natuklasan ni Job. Job discovered that. Job learned that eventually. He came to the realization that his righteousness really is sin. Job came to the understanding that his wisdom is really foolishness. And that his strength is really weakness. Because he understood the holiness of God. He saw the Redeemer. My eyes had seen my Redeemer. And so, Job, it's amazing. And so, kailangan ba na matuto ng tao yung katotohanan ni Job? Yes. And very, very early, even in the earliest book of the Bible, God's already teaching us how God is holy, man is sinful. And so we see all this in the book of Job. Now, so Eliphaz accuses Job in chapters 4 and 5. So ayun ang unang cycle. So may tatlong cycle yan, ha, total. So unang cycle, Eliphaz, ngayon si Job naman ang magre-reply sa sinabi ni Eliphaz. So let's look at Job chapter 6, verse number 1. But Job answered and said, "Oh, that my grief were truly weighed and my calamity laid in the balances together." Sana tinimbang niyo talaga yung mga nangyari sa akin. So ibig sabihin, yung timbang ni Eliphaz, mali. And so, mali ba si Eliphaz? Yes. Marami ba siyang sinabi na tama? Right. Marami siyang sinabing tama. Kaya lang, mali ang kanyang assessment kay Job. So Job is saying this here. Timbang mo na lang sana, Eliphaz, makikita mo kung ititimbang mo, napakamali na mga itong mga nangyari sa akin. Verse 3, "For now it would be heavier than the sand of the sea." So this is very poetic. "Therefore, my words are swallowed up." Wala na akong masabi. Wala na, naubos na yung mga masasabi ko. I'm lacking of words to say. I have nothing else to say. What am I going to say? How am I going to defend myself? Job is asking. Let's look at verse 4, especially verse 4. "The arrows of the Almighty are within me." Talagang nararamdaman ko yung arrows, ano yung arrows? Pana. Yung pana ng Almighty. So what is higit na makapangyarihan sa lahat, nararamdaman ko sa loob ko yung pana ng Diyos. This is the trials of God. I feel His testings. I feel His trials. "Are within me the poison whereof drinketh up my spirit." Kaya poison kasi nung kapanahonan, yung pana linalagyan ng lason. Tapos pag ginamit yung pana sa gera, yung natatamaan, nalalason din siya. Yung ba nangyari kayo, no? Ferdinand Magellan? Nung, ano ba yung ginawa nila pulapo sa kanya? Diba, tinusok siya? I think he was speared. And then yung spear, merong lason. I think that's, if I remember, yung tinuro sa akin yun. Anyway, so, there's so much for that. But there's poison in these things. Tapos tingnan mo yung sinabi niya, the terrors of God do set themselves in array against me. So the arrows of the Almighty, the terrors of God. Doth the wild ass bray when he has grass? Of course not. Hindi naman iiyak yung asno kung meron siyang kinakain. E paano pag tinanggal mo yung pagkain niya? He'll be braying. He'll be wild. He'll be longing for grass. Or loweth the ox over his fodder? Same idea. So that's what you call a parallel. So yung unang line, sinasabi ng second line, same thing. Simple parallel there. Verse 6, can that which is unsavory be eaten without salt? Or is there any taste in the white of an egg? So, have you tried that? Nasubukan ba ninyo kumain ng boiled egg? Huwag kainin yung yolk, yung yellow, kasi doon yung cholesterol. Ang kinakain lang ng iba, yung puti. Meron bang joy sa pagkain ng puti na egg? Wala, no? Wala yung joy. Years ago, Marcia and I, we were in a hotel room. At nakita kami ng commercial. Pwede mong kainin ito at magmukha ng ganito. Ha? Shock kami. No way. No way. Call now. 1-800, blah, blah, blah. Order our kit. Papadala namin sa inyo. Free for the first 3 months. Sabi ko, you wanna try that? Sabi niya, yeah. Order kami. Nung dumating yung kit, yung pala, pwede mong kainin yung egg, kaya lang, hindi yung yellow, yung puti lang. Hindi sinabi yun sa TV. Sabi ko, pambihira. Hindi pala pwedeng kumain ng karne. Kailangan, yung karne, hindi pwedeng bilhin sa tindahan. Kailangan sa farm. Sabi ko, pambihira. Tapos, hindi ka pwedeng kumain ng carbs. Kailangan gulay lang. Kaya pala, pwede kang kumain ng ganito, tapos magbukong ganyan. Kasi yung mga kinakain mo, walang lasa, no, tasteless. Sinoli namin yung package. Sabi ko, mag-McDo na lang tayo. Let's just eat at McDonald's. But anyway, an egg, a white of an egg, walang lasa. So kumbaga, sabi ni Job, kayong mga kaibigan ko, para kayong walang joy, walang comfort ang nakukuha ko sa inyo, para kayong itlog ng puti na walang asin. So, the things that my soul refused to touch are as my sorrowful meat, yung kinakain ko. Sorrowful meat, pero ayaw kong kainin, pero nakakain ko. Oh, that I might have my request that God would grant me the thing that I long for. Nawa, bigay sa akin ng Diyos yung request ko. Ano yung request ni Job? Namamatay siya. Nakunin na siya ng Panginoon. So, Job is speaking truth. He's sharing his heart. And yet, he's still trusting in God. So, he's still praying to the Lord, you see? You have to look beyond his despair and his condition. Yes, he's discouraged. But does he stop praying? No, he doesn't. He may not be praying properly, but he is still coming to the Lord. Verse 9, even that it would please God to destroy me, that he would let loose his hand and cut me off. Then should I yet have comfort. Yea, I would have hardened myself in sorrow, let him not spare. For I have not concealed the words of the Holy One. Hindi ko naman tinago yung words ng Panginoon. So, yung words ng Panginoon ay nagbibigay ng pag-asa sa tao. Let me tell you something. Your relationship to the words of the Holy One will affect your level of hope and your level of joy even in the midst of sorrow and trials and testings. Kaya pag umaangat yung testings and trials sa buhay mo, dapat lalong umaangat yung time mo sa salita ng Diyos. Ang problema natin, pag dumating yung trials and temptations and problems, umiiwas tayo sa Diyos. And you do that, mas malaki ang testing sentral sa buhay mo kaysa sa Diyos. And so we have to consider what Job is saying here. I have not concealed the words of the Holy One. How are you doing in your relationship to the words of the Holy One? Kumusta ang relationship mo sa words of the Holy One? How much do you know the words of the Holy One? How much do you spend time in the words of the Holy One? So, what is my strength that I should hope? What is my end that I should prolong my life? Is my strength the strength of stones, or is my flesh of brass? Is not my help in me? Is the wisdom driven quite from me? To him that is afflicted, pity should be showed from his friend. At tingnan mo, sabi ni Job, pansinin mo yung nangyari sa akin. Yung mga dumadaan sa testings and trials, dapat binibigyan, pinapakita ninyo ng pagmamalasakit at awa. Pero naranasan ba niya yun sa kanyang mga kaibigan? No. They were miserable comforters. They didn't show him pity. They didn't show him mercy. But he forsaketh the fear of the Almighty. Imbis na maging comfort kayo, lalo pa kayo naging sagabal sa kanya. Let me tell you something. Do you know that people are hurting all over? All around us? Yung iba sa atin, yung pain natin, chronic. Ano yung chronic? Palaging nandyan yung pain. Yung iba sa atin, natuto na tayo mabuhay na merong sinus. No? Nung bata tayo, 1 week, man, we're good. Pero ngayon, yung likod, yung paa, yung tuho, yung lee, and so on and so forth. We need to be sensitive and careful and praying for people that are in pain. Huwag tayong maging ignorante sa sakit ng iba. They are to be shown kindness and pity and mercy. So, verse 15, my brethren have dealt deceitfully as a brook, and as a stream of brooks they pass away. So itong sinasabi ni Job, yung mga kaibigan ko na umaasa ako ng tulong sa kanila, para silang isang lawa na umaasa ka, na iinom ka ng masaganang tubig sa lawa, pero yung pala tuyo, o yung pala nagyayelo, nawawala, yung pala na, ano yung dry? Natutuyo. Ha?
Tigam.
Ano yun? Nauubos, nawawala. Tigang. Nadadry siya. So this is what Job is saying. Verse 16, which are blackish by reason of the ice, wherein the snow is hid. What time they wax warm, they vanish. What is hot, they are consumed out of their place. The paths of their way are turned aside. They go to nothing and are perished. The troops of Tema looked. The companies of Sheba waited for them. They were confounded because they had hoped. They cometh thither and were ashamed. So itong, sino yung troops of Tema? Sino yung companies of Sheba? Yun yung mga manlalakbay na mga businessman, businesswoman, nangangalakal. Sila ay tropa, group, na business na nagtitinda or whatever. Pagdating nila sa lawa, sa brook, gusto nilang uminom. Pero yung pala, tigang. Dry. Umaasa sila. Mga kainin sila. Yung pala, yellow. Kasi nagninyebe sa kapana, sa Middle East dito. There's snow and ice. So, they don't get the comfort. They're looking for comfort. They're not finding it. That's what Job, he likened his friends to these brooks. Verse 21, for now ye are nothing. Ye see my casting down and are afraid? Did I say, bring unto me, or give a reward for me of your substance, or deliver me from the enemy's hand, or redeem me from the hand of the mighty? Verse 23,
lumapit ba ako sa inyo? Humingi ba ako ng tulong sa inyo?
No. Sila ang lumapit kay Job. Is that right? Did Job say, kailangan ko ng donation? Bigyan niyo ako ng donation. Hindi naman siya humingi sa kanila. Ang hinihingi lang ni Job, tulong. Understanding. Empathy. Comfort. Friendship. But he did not find that in Eliphaz and his friends. Look at verse number 24. Teach me and I will hold my tongue. Cause me to understand where I have erred. O sige nga, try nyo nga ako. Kung sinasabi nyo nagkasala ako, sabi ni Job, ipakita nyo sa akin, sana ako nagkamali. Sinasabi nyo may tinatago akong kasalanan, show me. Where is that sin? What did I do? Ang hamon ni Job dito ay pinapakita niya, he is innocent. He is not sinned against the Lord. So, ang lumalabas dito, yung kanyang mga friends ay accusers. And so, let's not become accusers. Let us not have the habit of accusing. Okay, yung nag-accuse, nagsasabi siya ng masama na walang evidence. Walang proof. Parang kathang isip lang. And be careful, we cannot read people's hearts. So, be careful not to be accuser. Now, verse 25, how forcible are right words, but what doth your arguing reprove?
Ang right words, yung mga tamang salita, kapag narinig niyo yung tamang salita, napaka-effective, napaka-powerful ng mga right words. Pero pag yung mga words, hindi nasa tama, o yung nagtuturo, wala sa tama, hindi sa tama, walang effect yung mga words na yon. Alright, so, now, sa palagay mo, nung sinabihan siya ni Eliphaz sa chapter 4 and 5, naging effective ba yung payo ni Eliphaz kay Job? No. Walang comfort. Walang natulong si Eliphaz kay Job.
Do you imagine verse 26 to reprove words and speeches of one that is desperate, which are as the wind? Huh? Tempest and multiplieth my wounds without a cause? Without cause? He will not suffer me to take my breath. Oh, sorry, I'm sorry. Verse 27. Yea, ye overwhelm the fatherless and dig a pit for your friend. So, yan ang ginagawa ninyo sa akin. Imbis na tulungan niyo ako, gumagawa na kayo ng hukay para sa akin. Now, therefore, be content, look upon me, for it is evident unto you if I lie. So, tingnan mo, I have nothing to hide. Before your face, I have nothing to hide. Return, I pray you, let it not be iniquity. Yea, return again, my righteousness is in it. Is there iniquity in my tongue? Cannot my taste discern perverse things? So, very good questions from Job. So, did he directly respond to Eliphaz? No, not at first. He expressed his sorrow, and then he shows how imbalanced Eliphaz's assessment of his situation. And he reminds us that people that are hurting need comfort. They don't need criticism.
Pag ang tao ay discouraged na, hindi niya kailangan ng criticism, negativity. Ang kailangan niya tulong, encouragement.
Now, verse chapter 7. So, tatapusin natin itong chapter 7. He begins to turn his attention away from Eliphaz and begins to pray to God. So, verse number 1. Is there not an appointed time to man upon earth? Are not his days also like the days of an hireling? As a servant earnestly desireth the shadow, as an hireling looketh for the reward of his work, so am I made to possess months of vanity and weariness. Some nights are appointed unto me.
Buti nga yung mga alipin, pagtapos na yung kanilang paglilingkod, pwede na silang umuwi. Eh ako, pagdating ng gabi, hindi ako makatulog.
He's worse than those slaves. At least when the slaves' work is done, they get to go home. They can rest. But Job has no rest. Verse 3, so I am made to possess months of vanity, wearisome nights are appointed me. When I lay down, I say, when shall I rise? The night be gone? I am full of tossings to and fro unto the dawning of the day.
Alam mo, mawalan ka lang ng tulog. Hindi ka magiging effective the following day.
How much more 7 nights of no sleep, no good sleep, no rest. What is Job's condition?
Hindi tayo sure, pero alam natin puno siya ng pigsa. Mga pigsa mula tuho, mula ulo hanggang paa.
So don't forget, he can't find comfort sitting, slumping, standing, laying down. His body is full of sores. That's terrible. Verse 5, my flesh is clothed with worms and clods of dust. My skin is broken and become loathsome. Well, that is kind of loathsome. My days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle and are spent without hope.
So, pag nawala ka ng pag-asa, napakalaking bagay yun.
Oh, remember that my life is wind. Mine eyes shall no more see good. So here's a stage in Job's life where he's terminal. He sees no end. His life is going to end in pain. The eye of him that hath seen me shall see me no more. Thine eyes are upon me and I am not. Okay, so balang araw, hindi niyo na ako makikita. Sabi ni Job, mawawala rin, mamamatay din ako. As the cloud is consumed and vanished away, so is he that goeth down to the grave shall come up no more. So darating din ang time, mamamatay ako. And I will die. I will come up no more. Hindi na ako babangon. So Job is in that terminal state. He shall return no more to his house, neither shall his place know him anymore. Imagine, if God took your life, and you are not going to return to your house,
ilang buwan lang, ilang taon lang, hindi na alam ng tao kung sino na nakatira doon. Hindi ka na maaalala.
It's terrible. Verse 11, therefore, I will not refrain my mouth. I will speak in the anguish of my spirit. I will complain in bitterness of my soul. Am I a sea or a whale that thou settest watch over me? When I say, my bed shall comfort me, my couch shall ease my complaint, then thou scarest me with dreams. So if I fell asleep, and I find comfort in sleep, then I dream bad dreams. That's worse. It's terrible. Terrifies me through visions, so that my soul chooses strangling and death rather than my life. I loathe it. I would not live alway. Let me alone, for my days are vanity. Now, as bad as it sounds that Job, what Job is saying is true. our life is short and full of troubles.
Ang tao, kung hindi niya kilala si Jesucristo bilang kanyang tagapagligtas, ang buhay niya ay sayang, vanity, empty, meaningless.
What is man that thou shouldest magnify him, that thou shouldest set thine heart upon him?
Ano bang nasa tao? Wala. Kung tutuusin, kung kilala mo ang Diyos, alam mo yung tao ay meaningless, worthless without God.
And that thou shouldest visit him every morning and try him every moment. How long wilt thou not depart from me, nor let me alone till I swallow down my spittle? I have sinned. What shall I do unto thee, O thou preserver of men? What hast thou set me as a mark against thee, so that I am burdened to myself?
So, tingnan mo, ang pananampalataya ni Job ay naging dulot ng katotohanan sa buhay ni Job.
Job was able to say, I have sinned.
Now, you cannot get saved until you first understand that you are a sinner. This is basic. And this is what people need. Very early in the scriptures, this truth,
lalo na kung yung buhay mo ay maikli. So tingnan mo ah, kung mambuhay tayo hanggang 70, tapos pagpalain tayo ng Diyos na umabot ng 80, ilang tulog lang yon.
At sa huling wakas, hindi mo pa nakilala ang Diyos at hindi mo alam ang kalagayan ng iyong kaluluwa?
That is terrible.
Mabuti na makarinig ka ng biblical truth at malaman mo na ako pala ay isang makasalanang tao na nangangailangan ng tagapagligtas. Kasi kung tunay na nakikita mo yung sarili mo bilang makasalanan, doon ka lang umaasa sa Diyos na gumawa ng paraan para iligtas ka.
Is this clear? I have sinned. What shall I do unto thee, O preserver of men? Why hast thou set me as a mark against thee, so that I am burdened to myself? And why dost thou not pardon my transgression?
Ito ang number one problem ng tao. Kailangan niya ng tawad. Pardon.
For his transgression. Job is laying out the most basic fundamental need of man. Man needs to be made right with God before he dies.
Bago ka mamatay, kailangan ilagay ka sa wastong relasyon sa Diyos.
The greatest need of man is not physical, it is spiritual.
Ayusin mo lahat ng physical, kung hindi naman ayos yung spirit mo sa Panginoon, palpak ka pa rin.
So the greatest need of man is that his sins, his transgressions are pardoned. Where do we find pardon for our transgression?
Tanungin mo yung mga tao, saan ka makakahanap ng kapatawaran ng kasalanan? Asa rosaryo? Asa insenso? Asa sakramento? Ah, kay Maria, ay kay Padre Pio, ay kay Nazaren, ay sa Iglesia ni Cristo, ay sa Jehovah's Witness, ay sa pagbabaptis, maging baptis ka. Oh, malunod ka sa tubig ng bautismo.
No, you will not find pardon for transgression in man or in the religion of man or in the system of man.
Ang pardon ng kasalanan natin ay na kay Jesucristo.
Is this clear? And take away mine iniquity. Why is Job asking God to take away his iniquity?
Kasi he's ready to die.
And I'll say something. You're not ready to die until the Lord has pardoned your transgression and taken your iniquity away. For now shall I sleep in the dust, and thou shalt seek me in the morning, But I shall not be, sabi ni Job. So sa kanya mga kaibigan, hanapin niyo ako, wala na ako. Kaya inaayos ko na yung sarili ko. And so, let this be a lesson to us that our life is short and that brevity ought to cause us to seek God's mercy. And I pray that you've already found the mercy of God in Jesus Christ. Because when you know Him as your Lord and Savior, now you can live for Him. And you can die in Him. And for to me, to live is Christ. And to die is gain. Dun mo lang masasabi yon. If that's the case, then let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for the faith of Job. Even though he is tested and tried, he never denied you. He held fast. And though he longed for death, which was wrong in many certain cases, yet he did not sin against you, charge you foolishly, but he showed us how important it is that we would be right with you, that we would have our iniquities pardoned and our transgressions pardoned before we die, that we may have a peaceful death, that we may die as gain because of Jesus Christ, that dying to your honor and glory, to die in faith rather than not. And we ask you, your word would do a work in hearts, Lord. Increase our hope, increase our joy as we spend time in your word. We thank you for the words of the Holy One. We thank you for these forceful words, these righteous words. Help it to be a blessing to us, Lord. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless.